Chapter 1. Bliss. Vincent! The rain poured over Caleb's lips, which twisted in an ugly snarl.
This guy? For fuck's sake, I told you he was a faggot. Is he retarded too? Just standing there watching like a pervert? You wanna watch while I pound her, buddy? Go right a fucking head.
He yanked at my pants while I struggled to fight him off. I rammed my elbow back, finding some meaty part of his gut, but it was like he didn't even feel it. He only tightened his grip on the back of my neck and slammed me face first into the side of my car again. Pain splintered through my cheek and nose, taking the brunt of the hit, then spread through the rest of my body. My ears rang, blood dripped over my lip, the metallic tang seeping its way onto my tongue. Caleb was too big, too strong. The scotch spurred on his anger and hate. Vincent stood on the other side of the car, a beacon of hope I couldn't reach. I screamed his name again. He pressed his hands over his ears, his expression tortured.
Gonna take what I want from your used-up cunt, and then I'm gonna leave you out here to die like the stupid bitch you are. Everyone will be better off when you're dead at the bottom of those cliffs, Bethany Melissa. They'll rule it a suicide, and I'll tell everyone you did it because I wouldn't take you back.
Vincent! I could see the internal battle, the fight between good and evil he wrestled with. It was all-consuming, tensing every muscle in his body, the pain of it written in the agony on his face. Vincent was everything good and sweet. Scythe was everything manic and unpredictable. If Vincent let him out, there was no telling what he'd do. Caleb pushed at my pants again, dragging them down my thighs so roughly the material ripped. He already had his fly open, and his erection rammed against my backside, searching for a way to make me pay. Panic surged, the touch of his skin against mine repulsive and terrifying. I couldn't do this again. Let him take me, abuse me, hurt me. Tears rolled down my face while I stared at Vincent, knowing I had to save myself, even if it meant hurting him. Scythe, I begged between sobs, hating myself for even uttering it. His gaze snapped to mine. It was too late to go back. Scythe! The change was instant. His hands fell away from his ears. The tortured pain in his expression disappeared, replaced by a slow, growing grin. In a heartbeat, I realized exactly what I'd done. The hope disintegrated into fear. Vincent wasn't in that smile. Vincent was gone, letting Scythe out to play. He moved so quickly, I barely saw it. Caleb, distracted by screaming at me while he tried to force his dick between my legs, definitely didn't. Not until Scythe's blade was at Caleb's throat.
What the fu-
Caleb's howl of pain cut off his question. His grip on the back of my neck disappeared, as did the sick feeling of him trying to invade my body. I spun around, sobbing with a mixture of relief and terror while I fumbled with my ripped clothes, trying to get them back on. Scythe and Caleb were similarly built, but there was no doubt who had the upper hand. Scythe wrapped a muscled arm around Caleb's neck, dragging him back across the mud and away from me. A silver blade clutched in Scythe's hand glinted in the moonlight. It idly traced a path down Caleb's cheek, drawing blood as it went. Caleb howled.
How unsurprising. He cries when cut.
Scythe murmured.
You hurt my friend, Caleb. What made you think that was a good idea?
Caleb's feet slipped from beneath him, and his fingers scratched and tore at Scythe's forearm. He tried to speak, but the arm around his neck only tightened, until the only noises Caleb could make were splutters. Scythe stopped a few feet away, entirely calm as he squeezed the life out of the man I'd once loved. I did nothing to stop him. Caleb's face purpled while Scythe played with his prey, letting him have only a